gesehen in Chayodim, Klala Mates. And we saw Simon Aleph and Simon Beis, which discussed this issue of having water coming out of the Barza in one example, which is the spigot or the faucet. Another example is tilting the kli on its side and having the water flow. So the Chayodim said the first scenario, the first rush of water is his maisa, the remaining rushes of water are not his maisa. Whereas in the second scenario, where he's doing a maisa, causing the water to flow, so even though the water then just continues to flow on its own, using the natural flow, that is sufficient. So what about a scenario which is somewhat in the middle? Well, so the case of the barza, when you open the spigot, it remains open. Let's say there's a spring inside of the spigot, and it naturally closes. It only stays open because you hold it open. So when you open it, the first rush of water is considered your maisa. The remaining water which is flowing on its under its own energy, similar to the case of the barrel which you tilt it to its side. Gravity and the cohesiveness of the water, etc., is drawing the water out. You're not forcing the water out. But it's clearly because it's all a continuation of your maisa, because over here, if you would let go, the spring would cause the opening to close, and the water would not flow anymore. So is that considered your maisa or not? So he's holding it open, as it were, on a constant basis. So in the Dirsha Mishnah Brura, in Siman Kuf, or Chaim in Siman Kuf Nuntes, on the Mishnah Brura of Katan Samot Dalet, he brings this case where you had a person wants to use a Sifilux machine. Sifilux machine is the seltzer machine, which the liquid comes out under pressure by you holding it open. But we want to use that water for the Tils Yadayim. That was where he brings from Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul in his Tshuvas, Arla Tzion, that works. So the Tshuva itself, he doesn't really say too much of a source for it. He just says that it works. Then they mentioned that the Eretz Tzvi was Rabbi Tzvi Frumer. Rabbi Tzvi Frumer was the Rav who took over Chachmei Lublin after Meir Shapir was Nifter. So the Eretz Tzvi became the Hashiva there afterwards. So you get an idea of the caliber of the person. So he was the Rav of a city called, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. So the Rabbi Tzvi Frumer discusses a case where it would close unless you maintain it open. And he connects it to the sugya of the Gemara in Sanhedrin called Mitzamsem. So he says, in a case where your weight, your presence is actually physically pushing it out, so that's clearly would be considered your maisa. But if it's just, it would flow, it's flowing on its under its own power, and you're just maintaining the opening open, that is not considered your maisa. Now, why is that less of a maisa than the case where you turn the barrel to the side and then the water continues to flow on its own? We say it's all considered continuation of a maisa. Why this is less of a maisa? That's not 100% clear. This has fascinating applications in other areas of halacha. A person has to drive a car on Shabbos, so there is a flow of gasoline to the engine. So when he presses on the gas, he's opening up the vehicle, which allows the gasoline to go to the combustion chamber, and then it combusts, and that's considered his maisa. He's, as it were, injecting the gasoline into there. You take the foot off of the gas, so it will continue to do that. The car idles on its own at a certain amount of revolutions per minute. But he puts his foot there and he maintains a constant pressure. So let's say, for argument's sake, without the foot there, it'll idle at 750 revolutions per minute. And with his foot there, it's running at 1,000 revolutions per minute. So he's added 250 revolutions per minute. There's 250 times that there's going to be combustion taking place per minute due to the presence of his foot. He's not pressing down in injecting it. He's just keeping his foot there, which is maintaining a certain amount of pressure, so it should continue to inject that amount. So is that considered as if he's doing it or not? So according to Ramsin Habashul, it's considered as if he's doing it. Maintaining your pressure is what's keeping it open. That's considered your maisa. So all of those subsequent combustions, acts of combustion, are considered his maisa. So each minute he's driving, he's adding 250 acts of havara on Shabbos. According to the Tzifrum, it would be possible to argue that that's not so. So obviously, okay, practical level, if a person to do a Amir La'akum and have a goy drive them instead, that's much better than the person doing it himself, because unless there be any concern that the time lapse would be an issue. If a person has an option of using an electrical car, which is not using gas, or even a hybrid, which uses less combustion, so that person should use that option. Person uses an electric car, which is totally electric, there's no combustion at all, and possibly all of the actions that are taking place are actually the rabbanon. So you could go from doing 250 malachos deraisa per minute, so over a 10-minute drive to the hospital, he did 2,500 malachos deraisa, or possibly more, to doing a derabbanon. So obviously, that would be something to try and understand the different shitas in that regard. But just bringing out that this concept over here has many applications beyond the world of Hilchos and Tzilas Yadayim. Have a good day.